stadium will create jobs, enable us to compete for world-class sporting events, and draw even more visitors to support our city's $13 billion convention and tourism industry. Atlanta really is a city of dreamers and doers. And once built, this state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium will provide a fan experience worthy of one of America's leading cities. I'm confident that the best is yet to come, and we're going to see what it looks like in just a minute. This stadium will better enable us to compete with other venues for major national and international sporting events. It will allow Atlanta to continue to host the SEC Championship game, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and many more Final Fours. And it will strengthen future bids for the College National Championship game. And of course, we want a Super Bowl. We've already seen how effective a tool it can be. It helped bring MLS to Atlanta. And one day, I hope it will help us become a World Cup host city. I need you guys to travel with me. Y'all about the only folks clapping out there. The stadium will help Atlanta's economy get stronger. First, its construction will generate hundreds of well-paying jobs. The stadium will be a win for the surrounding neighborhoods and small businesses. The Atlanta Falcons are investing $50 million in infrastructure improvements and another $15 million in philanthropy for English Avenue, Vine City, and Castleberry Hill neighborhoods. The city of Atlanta, through Invest Atlanta, will match that with another $15 million because we too believe in these neighborhoods. Finally, this stadium will help Atlanta's hospitality sector. As I said, it's a $13 billion business, but it also supports 230,000 local jobs. Last year, a record 45 million visitors came to Atlanta, and there's no doubt that because of this stadium, many more will continue to come. This stadium will also keep the Falcons in the heart of the city of Atlanta for 30 years. And with the College Football Hall of Fame just a short walk away, visitors will know that we intend to make Atlanta America's football capital. Again, congratulations and thanks to all of you who made this moment possible. I'd like to introduce my friend and colleague, Frank Poe, the Executive Director of the Georgia World Congress Center. Frank, it's your turn now. Congratulations.
Well, good evening. What a very special night this is indeed. To our Honorable Mayor, Kasim Reed, Commissioners Goodell and Garber, and Mr. Blank, on behalf of the Governor of the great state of Georgia, the Board of Governors for the Georgia World Congress Center Authority, and our staff, it is my honor to represent the state of Georgia on this very special occasion. Many of us present today have been personally involved through conceptualizing and shaping the relationships with the Atlanta Falcons and the city of Atlanta that will result in this development. The project we are celebrating today has required leadership, foresight, and indeed careful planning. While we are all just breaking ground today, in just a few short years, we will be opening an amazing venue, which will, for Georgia, the Georgia World Congress Center Authority, and the city of Atlanta, retain our current customers as well as secure significant new events for our state, and to continue to realize the economic benefit driven by all the events that we host here on the Georgia World Congress Center campus. A number of individuals are here with us today, had a special role in getting this project to this point. And if I could, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege to call those out. I'd like to recognize Tim Lowe, Lee Hunter, Chair and Vice Chair, as well as the Board of Governors for the Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Also, Kevin Duvall, Sherry Spinks, Carl Atkins, Mark Zimmerman, whose dedication and focus in getting the deal done could not have been accomplished without their support, and to all the employees of the Georgia World Congress Center Authority. We celebrate and recognize this, the vision and tenacity of our mayor, the Authority Board of Governors and staff, and Mr. Blank and his team, as we look forward to the grand opening of this stadium in 2017. To Mayor, thank you for your leadership, thank you for your friendship and partnership in this endeavor. And to you, Mr. Blank, thank you for your wisdom and your foresight. We look forward to growing our partnerships with each of you and your teams in the years to come. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this program tonight. Thank you.